Good evening, I'm John Yang. It was 6 months ago today that the brutal Hamas attack on southern Israel triggered the war in Gaza. Today, Israel said it's pulling some of its troops out of southern Gaza, which has been the center of military operations for the last few months. The move brings the Israeli presence in Gaza down to one of the lowest levels of the conflict. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said in the area where the troops spent the last 4 months, Hamas is no longer what he called a functioning military unit. Other Israeli officials cautioned against reading too much into the move about the future of the war. On ABC's This Week, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby echoed that view.
It is really just about rest and refit for these troops that have been on the ground for 4 months, and not necessarily, that we can tell, indicative of some coming new operation for these troops. They've been on the ground for 4 months. The word we're getting is they're tired, they need to be refit.
Fears of a wider regional conflict were stoked today when a top Iranian military advisor said no Israeli embassy is safe. That's after last week's strike on an Iranian diplomatic building in Damascus, blamed on Israel, that killed several Iranian generals. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is prepared for anything. Russia has declared a national emergency as the Ural River has flooded, causing a dam to break near the Kazakh border. Rising waters have forced more than 4,000 people from their homes, and officials say the situation is getting worse. Russia's launched a criminal investigation into the construction of the dam. In Kigali, Rwanda, somber ceremonies marked 30 years since an estimated 800,000 people were killed by government-backed extremists. Bill Clinton, the U.S. president at the time, joined African and Western leaders to lay wreaths and light a memorial flame. Rwandan President Paul Kagame said the international community's inaction allowed the genocide of ethnic Tutsis at the hands of Hutu extremists. And there's finally a winning Powerball ticket. It was sold in Oregon and is worth $1.3 billion. That jackpot built up over a record-tying 41 straight drawings without a winner. If taken as a lump sum rather than paid out over 30 years, the haul would be $621 million. That is, of course, before taxes. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what's behind the effort to protect a style of architecture in Phoenix? And how eclipse tourism is brightening the economies of some small towns.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.